In the divided kingdom of Nocturna, where gleaming western quarter towers cast long shadows over eastern quarter slums, Marin Cooper fights to survive, literally. As an undefeated street fighter, she channels rage into victory, dividing her meager winnings between medicine for her mother's mysterious condition and school fees for her brilliant sister Sayla. The fragile balance of her life finds unexpected grace through Lee, a compassionate palace servant whose quiet companionship offers glimpses of a future beyond daily struggle. When mysterious kidnappers known as Nabbers take Sayla, Marin's desperate search leads her to enlist in the army. Instead, she's blindsided by selection for the bonding trials, a brutal tradition forcing recruits to climb Mount Wolfsbane where ancient direwolves await. Many die on the treacherous ascent, but Marin forms an unlikely alliance with aristocratic twins Isabel and Venna, navigating not just physical dangers, but savage politics where privileged recruits eliminate competition by any means necessary. What happens next defies all expectations. Anasa, the legendary silver direwolf who has rejected partners for centuries, chooses Marin. Their bond transforms her physically and mentally, granting enhanced abilities while creating a dangerous dependency. If a wolf dies, its rider follows. If separated too far, excruciating pain ensues. This unwanted connection thrusts her into the elite Strategos pack, tactical masterminds who coordinate between specialized direwolf units. The direwolf-human bond creates magical interdependence, forming Nocturna's military through four packs: Silver, Strategos with foresight; Black, Deimos with strength; Gray, Kryptos with concealment; and Brown, Phylax with protection. When Marin bonds with Anasa, she gains wolf senses, smelling emotions, seeing in darkness, hearing distant conversations, while wolves acquire human strategic thinking and emotional complexity. This connection, especially for raw bonds like Marin, exacts a tremendous cost. This magical system establishes a hierarchy where bonded families gain superior status while common-born recruits face discrimination. The system perpetuates through brutal trials. The Purge trial forces wolves to kill weaker packmates, while the Voice trial tests communication through deadly obstacle courses. The structure serves as a metaphor for how power systems perpetuate through violence disguised as tradition. When Marin questions why they must kill despite needing every warrior, she's told, "These trials are created by and for the direwolves," reflecting how real-world inequalities are justified through appeals to tradition. The emotional core of Marin's journey lies in her complex relationship with Lee, revealed to be Crown Prince Killian Valtir in disguise. Their year-long romance built genuine trust, making his deception devastating when exposed during a ceremony evaluating new Robons. Learning her beloved is Nocturna's crown prince sends Marin through phases of betrayal, reconciliation, and passionate reunion. This storyline intertwines personal feelings with political stakes. Killian's marriage proposal would make Marin queen, potentially enabling her to reform the system from within. Their intimate moments reveal character through vulnerability. When Marin returns traumatized from an interrogation, Killian provides the safety she needs to release her emotional burdens. The romance takes a shocking turn when Marin discovers Killian is actually a siphon, a vampiric creature using blood magic to possess bodies through generations. This transforms their love story into one of manipulation, with her engagement bracelet revealed as a magical binding device, fundamentally changing our understanding of their relationship. Marin's elevation from outsider to alpha of the Strategos pack forces her to evolve beyond street fighting skills. Commanding elite warriors who resent her common birth, she must master strategy, diplomacy, and inspiring loyalty rather than fear. Stark Therian's brutal training, initially seeming cruel, proves essential. Leadership demands moral compromises, participating in the Purge trial to eliminate weaker packmates, and mercy killing her friend Henry when his wolf turns against him. Marin transforms from emotional isolation to genuine connection, building trust with Isabel, Venna, and Thomason after a lifetime of self-reliance. Their unity bond breaks the king's mental control, proving true leadership stems from mutual respect, not domination. Her journey questions whether corrupt systems can be reformed from within or require complete overthrow. The revelation of her identity as rightful queen transforms her personal struggle into revolution, suggesting some institutions are too fundamentally flawed for incremental change. Throughout the novel, Marin experiences disturbing visions, blood seeping down walls, whispers no one else hears, moving shadows. Initially dismissed as inherited madness, these experiences are revealed as fragments of suppressed memories from her royal bloodline. Official history claims Nocturna began when King Cyril's ancestor received the Deer and Blood sword from the Faceless Goddess to control wolves. Yet ancient texts reveal a different truth. Nocturna was originally ruled by matrilineal Sturmfrost queens who partnered with direwolves through mutual respect. This mystery unfolds through physical artifacts, a carved Sturmfrost crown behind a tapestry, something metallic beneath the arena drain, and her mother's journals matching ancient texts. A siphoned blood curse prevents the bonded from speaking about the Sturmfrost royals, erasing their history. The revelation that Marin is the rightful queen, descendant of Queen Kiara, who was murdered by Alistair Brightbane, reframes everything. When she places the ancient crown on her head, her dormant magic awakens, transforming her quest into a revolution. The novel explores how violence transforms its wielders. Marin evolves from defensive street fighter to someone with a disturbing relationship to violence through her bonded training. This transformation manifests physically through kill tattoos on her neck. Each life taken, attacker, enemy siphon, or packmate, adds another mark, forming a collar. By the story's end, she views these as symbols of strength rather than reminders of lives taken. Most chilling is Marin's interrogation of a captured siphon. When torture proves ineffective, she decapitates him with a bone saw, feeling Anasa's pride in my brutality while I feel nothing but hollowness. The direwolf bond amplifies her capacity for cruelty, blurring the line between necessity and sadism. Violence exacts a psychological toll. After mercy killing Henry, she remains haunted by blood, still trapped beneath my fingernails. By the climax, she becomes capable of regicide, raising a crucial question. Can she reclaim her throne without becoming the monster she's fighting against? Direbound explores tension between inherited destiny and personal choice. Marin's search for her kidnapped sister reveals her royal bloodline and its responsibilities. Her mother's mental illness was actually suppressed heritage struggling to emerge. Blood imagery permeates the novel. The blood-soaked arena, the Dairon blood sword meaning blood, siphons using blood magic, and the Sturmfrost bloodline's abilities. Blood represents both inheritance and sacrifice, what we're born into and willing to die for. Family bonds drive Marin's actions, from protecting Sayla to grieving her mother. When she discovers Sayla has become a siphon, Killian's parting gift, she faces a devastating choice between saving her sister or killing what she's become. Direwolf packs create alternative family structures that both support and challenge blood ties. Marin finds a chosen family in her packmates while navigating these bonds' brutal demands. By the novel's end, Marin must decide what queen to become, continuing Nocturna's cycle of violence or forging a new relationship between humans, direwolves, and power.